today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us with another episode of this program and on the birthday anniversary of a great personality. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world, especially Shia Muslims. Congratulations. تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي. Today, Saturday, is the 13th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today is a great Eid for all Shia Muslims all around the world. Congratulations! The birth of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, took place under unique circumstances inside the Holy Kaaba at Mecca on the 13th of Rajab. The age of Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, at the birth of Imam Ali was almost 30 years. It is considered unique because no prophet or saint has ever been born in a holy sanctuary. Fatima bint Asad, the expectant mother of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, was praying outside the Holy Kaaba when she suddenly felt the labor pains and prayed to Allah, saying, O Allah, I believe in you and in the messengers and the scriptures you have sent. I believe in what have been said by my grandfather, Prophet Abraham, who built the ancient house, Holy Kaaba. So for the sake of the builder of this house, and for the sake of the child in my womb, I implore you to make my labor easy. Just then the wall of the holy sanctuary opened miraculously. As she stepped in, the wall closed behind her. Shortly after that, she gave birth to her baby. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam has been described as having been found like a priceless pearl in the shell of the Holy Kaaba, or a sword in the sheath of Allah's house, or as a lamb found in Allah's abode shedding light all around. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. This is today's special on a very special occasion. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Congratulations on this great Eid.
So on the one hand, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's able to combine these two antithetical qualities, supreme knowledge, with this down-to-earth attitude, this sociability. And the Imam alayhi salam, he had great political power. He had Baytul Mal under his control. You know, people, when they get access to money, all of a sudden what happens? You see they start wearing the nicest clothes. They start buying the best cars. They live in mansions. People who have access to money, they show it. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, you think Amir al-Mu'mineen was poor? Amir al-Mu'mineen was not poor. He was high in production, but he was very low in consumption. He used to give. After the assassination of Uthman, the entire ummah surrounded his house. This is probably the first time in history where the people are begging someone to be the Khalifa. Usually, you know, today people, they have to campaign, they have to try to convince you, please vote for me. Amir al-Mu'mineen, they were begging him. They begged him. And they all came from all around the Islamic Empire to pay allegiance to him.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
Sincerity of deeds is the key to salvation. One of the key personality traits of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, is sincerity. Sincerity in essence means purity of intention against polytheism, hypocrisy, and sensual desires on the one hand, and having pure love and affection on the other. Sincerity, in other words, means rejection of hypocrisy. Hence, a sincere person is one who seeks nothing but divine satisfaction and pleasure of Allah the Almighty in his deed and creed. As a perfect person who gave priority to obedience to Allah over his personal desires, Imam Ali alayhi salam believes that human salvation lies in sincerity and says, "Be sincere to be saved." He was a symbol and manifestation of pureness and sincerity. He spent his lifetime for promotion of his beliefs and stayed with his followers until the last moment. Dear brothers and sisters, this is a special episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a very special occasion. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, Shia's first imam, and all Shia Muslims all around the world celebrate this great Eid.
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
In this part, we look at life lessons from Nahjul Balagha. Always keep yourself level-headed. Imam Ali said, "Your aim, reward, or punishment is before you. Behind your back is the hour of resurrection, which is driving you on. Keep yourself light and overtake the forward ones. Your last ones are being awaited by the first ones who have preceded. Remember, your ultimate goal in life is success in religion and meeting your Lord with that element of peace." In such a small words, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib has made life so simple and has put it in a nutshell where we know what our aims are. We know our obstacles as well as our final destination, so keep working towards that. Let the day of resurrection drive you on to achieve accolades in this world as well as nourish your soul at the same time for the hereafter. By reminding yourself of your ultimate aims in life, you will keep yourself grounded and have a clear path to tackle any issue or problem you have with destination and a clear solution.
On the day in which Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam rose to power and he ruled as the Khalifa, he reminded the people that, look, don't think that now that I've become the Khalifa, I am interested in this world. No, I am not interested in this world. But now it's my obligation. Now that I see supporters and I see people asking me to lead them, it's now my obligation. لولا حضور الحاضر وقيام الحجة بوجود الناصر لألقيت حبلها على غاربها. I would have abandoned this world if it weren't for you supporters who are pressuring me to become the Khalifa. ولألفيتم دنياكم هذه أهون عندي من عفطة عنز. Let me tell you, O people who have now elected me to become your Khalifa, this world of yours, which you're so obsessed with, you know how I view it? This is how the Imam alayhi salam used to view it. He says, to me, it's more worthless than the sneeze of a goat. Allahu Akbar. See the description. What is the value of the sneeze of a goat? Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, this world, in my eyes, is more worthless than the sneeze of a goat. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. And when he became the Khalifa, you know what he did? The only ruler who I think did this in history. When he was in the mosque and people flocked to him by the thousands, giving him bay'ah and allegiance, he made a call. He asked his companions and sons, he told them, go break into these lines and make an announcement. If there is anyone who does not want to give me bay'ah, let him say so. I'm not forcing anyone, not even a single person, to pledge allegiance to me, to elect me as the Khalifa. No. And they went and made an announcement. Not a single person stood and said, you know what? I don't like the rule of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Everyone gave allegiance to him. This is a democratically elected leader 100%. Show me a leader in history who was elected 100%. Everyone in the mosque and in the surrounding areas, they said, no, Allah is witness, is our witness, that we accept the rule of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. We shall obey him just like we obeyed the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him.
All for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And again, congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world on a big Eid. That is birthday anniversary of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Congratulations and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي حيدر